We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're trying to bring a raya now to Rav Yechonon, who holds that you say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Leimo Masiele, let's bring a raya to Rav Yechonon Shita that you say Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. It says in the Braisa, Parim Ha'elim Vakfosim Ha'akum Zeazah. That means that every day of Sukkot has a certain amount of Parim, Elim, Akvasim. Elim is 2, Kvasim is 14, and Parim is Mismat V'Hoylech. Let's say on one day Yontav is a din 11 Parim. So say the third day Yontav is 11 Parim, 2 Elim, and 40 Kvasim. And you're missing one Par. Zok the Tanakama, Ma'akvim Zazay. You can't bring anything that day. The exact number is Ma'akiv of each carbon. Ma'akvim Zazay. Rabbi Yehuda even know, Parim, Eim Ma'akvim Zazay. Why? What's the raya? You can't say Parim Ma'akev, because you see, every day is a different amount of Parim. So Parim is not; it doesn't have to be exact. Any amount of Parim is fine. The Elam HaKfasim, you're right. That's Ma'akev, because you always bring the exact amount. But Parim, since it's different amounts, it's not Ma'akev. Shem Esmat V'Holchem. Omru Loi, they told Rav Yehuda, if your svar is correct, they all get smaller because you only bring on Shmini Atzeres one aisle and 7 kvasim. So even the aisle and kvasim are different. So if you're right that because it changes one day, it makes that not ma'akev. So everything's not ma'akev. Not only parim, elam and kvasim also the number's not ma'akev. Amalem, no. Don't bring a raya for Shmini Atzeres. Amalem, Shmini regular for Yatzmihu. Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif. Shekashem shivis me'achag tunun carbon. Just like the 7 days of Yom Tov need have their own type of carbon, v'shir have their own shir, and v'l bracha they have their own bracha, which we think right now means zman, which means shachianu v'lina, and they have a din lina. What's lina mean? Lina means halacha is that there's feed our gemara is two type of linas. One lina is when you bring a carbon, you always have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. You bring a carbon. There's another halacha. That Yom Tov alone is Mechayev Lina. You learn it from a Pesukim by Pesach. You come to Pesach, you have to wait to the first day Chol HaMoed to leave. You can't leave Pesach morning. You have to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. That's a locha of Lina. And what he's saying is that Shemini Atzeres has his own din Lina. Even in the event you didn't bring a carbon, your own carbon that day, you still need Lina as din Yom Tov. So we're saying that Shemini Atzeres has its own carbon, its own shear, which means its own shear shel yoim. The whole week of Chag, the shear shel yoim had to do with matnas aniyim. Rashi brings down which ones: bina baram ba'am and havel Hashem. And Shemini Atzeres had its own shear. Bracha, which we think right now means shechiyanu, and lina, they all have its own din lina. So after Shemini Atzeres, carbon shear, bracha of lina. That's what the Brisa says. Therefore, who did the Tanya? Don't bring where raya that because the carbon changes there. It's not ma'akev. Shemini Atzeres is its own yontif. So we're trying to bring a raya from here to Rabbi Yechonon. My love, Gemara Tav Amud Beis, my love, Zman. Doesn't bracha mean Zman? So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechonon that Shemini Atzeres has its own Shechiyonu. So Gemara Lo, you know, Birchas Hamazon Utfila. You know what bracha means? That Birchas Hamazon Utfila have its own Azkara, which means you say Shemini Chag Atzeres and you don't say Chag Asukas. That's what it means. Hakin Nam Estavra, it also makes sense, that's what bracha means. This Saka Daitach Zman called Shiva Miyika. Why, there's a Shech Yonu every day of the 7 days of Sukkot? It said, like a Shal Kol Shivas Yomim, you have bracha and shir and carbon, you don't have a bracha every day of all 7 days of Sukkot. So, more holy cash, that wouldn't be Shver. Because there is possibility of Shech Yonu every day of Sukkot. The loy baruch in them baruch lacha. The lacha is, or the yom ha'achrina. The lacha is on Sukkot, if you can't say Shech Yonu the first day, if you say any day of the week. Frank the Gemara Kasha, mekomokim kais binon. What do you mean? How can you say they can make a Shech Yonu any day of the week of Sukkot? You need a kais. So, lema siyele, you tell me it's a raya. If you learn that, it means man. That means that every day of Sukkot. You could make a Shech Yonu, I need a koi. So maybe it's a raya, maybe it's lema siyele, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Zman Omra, fill Vashuk. Let us say Zman, even Vashuk, even without a koi. Be amish being a koi, because if you say you need a koi kol yom miyika? Is there a koi every day, a chal amayit? Is a koi of wine around? Rashi says, Vein yahi matzil chal b'chalos mayit. There's no wine in matzil. And for the Gemara, maybe you found the kais. So it's possible to say zman kol shiva. So like upon him, the Gemara, we'll talk about the second about the wine in a second. Let's just give the cheshbon and the Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from here to Rav Yechon that the zman, because it says one of the miles Shmini Atzeres says has bracha. Whereas no, maybe it means tefila and berachas mazon. The Gemara tries to say hakanam mistabra that it was not Zman, because if Zman Koshev Miyika, the Gemara says, no, it's possible to be Zman also, because if you don't make a bracha today, you make it tomorrow. I don't have a kais, ikle kais. So Akuponim, it's not a raya either way. To Rabbi Yochanan, you can say both pshatim, either means Zman or means bracha, it's not a raya one way or another. The only shaila is, the Gemara says over here, that if you have to make a Shech Yonu on Chol HaMoed, where's your wine, where's your kais? So Rabbi says, it's not much to have wine Chol HaMoed. So the kasha is that. So what do you see from here? Zokta Rabbi Yashiv. You see from here that you don't have to drink wine on Chol HaMoed. There's a lot of medaktikim. A medaktik drink a cup of Rias wine every day Chol HaMoed. Here it says it wasn't matzi. Didn't have wine around. Obviously they weren't drinking wine. That was the raya of Rabbi Yashiv. Not Rabbi Yashiv. Chaim Kievsky's raya. Rabbi Chaim is Chaim Kievsky's raya. This Chaim Kievsky's raya, they want to be a raya from here. So Rabbi Yashiv said back, it's not a raya. He says, only Bezman HaGemara here, that when they used to have they're talking about the Zman HaGemara, they had the Kabbanos, then Ikka Simcha was Bebasa Shlomim. So then they didn't have wine. But Bezman HaZeh, that we don't have Basa Shlomim, so then you have to Bekayim Simcha with the wine. In Simcha El B'yayin, because we don't have Basa Shlomim, that's one of the ways out of it. But this Gemara sounds like, I think it was Chaim Kievsky's Raya, kind of sounds like that's Shmak Araya, that they didn't have wine, matzi, even a Chol HaMoed. So, the Gemara Vaita, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Shmini Ta'an Lina? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shmini Atzeres needs Lina? So that was Rabbi Yehuda's Taina, that Shmini Atzeres, his own Yontif, one of the things were that it says it needs Lina. Faith the Gemara Vaita, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, V'nayim L'Pesach Sheni, Sheni Ta'an Lina, Heino Pesach Sheni, which means someone who couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon, was Tamei. He brings a Pesach Sheni on Yudal Ear. Heino does not need Lina, Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, where it talks about the din of Lina, it says in Pasuk, Fenisa Abayka V'lachto L'lecha, and that's Pasuk Zayin, Tez Zayin Zayin, and next Pasuk says, Sheish Yom Teichel Matzah, Yishuv Yom Eshviya, Tzeres Hashem L'kecha. Esh Ton Shisha Ton Lina, Esh Eina Ton Shisha, Eina Ton Lina. Only if it needs 6 days of Matzahs, does it need Lina. But if it doesn't, it's not a 7-day Yontiv, 6 days after that, it does not need Lina. So therefore, he darshins that Pesach Sheni does not have a din of Lina. Does not have a din of Lina. Does not have a din of Lina. So Rashi speaks out, Pesach Sheni ain't also b'chametz. Else ta matzah l'mitzvah v'ayichah chametz v'yad. Back upon him, there's no din of chametz at all around the Pesach Sheni. I'm showing up 6 days. So therefore, there's no din of Lina. So Zokta Gemara, my love, Lamutinami Shmini. So Shmini Atzeres also, which is only 1 day, also doesn't have din lina. My love, Lamutinami Shmini Shachak. And for the Gemara, no. Loy Lamutish Pesach Sheni Kavasei. We won't be Mayit Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. So there you're Mayit that there's no din lina Pesach Sheni. But there's no raya to Shmini Atzeres. Hachinam Mestavra. Abin you a raya that it's no miyat. It's not pshat, it's a miyat, everything that's not 7 days. It's only a miyat on Pesach Sheni, specifically on Pesach Sheni. And don't say it's a raya that's a miyat on Shmini Atzeres, also for Lina. Hakana Mistavra, time to the Mishnah, Bekurim. Bekurim is the first of the fruits, it's actually Parashat Kisavai. And there the Bekurim is that you bring the first fruits, you bring it up to Yerushalayim. So Teunin carbon, first you're supposed to bring a carbon with it, because Yishalmi Darshans, it says in the Pasuk, Samachta B'chol HaTayiv, and ein simcha el b'shlam, and therefore you have to bring a shlam. You bring the bakurim, you bring a shlam, you bring a carbon shlam. That's number one. V'shir, you have to also have the levim sing a special shir. But tnufa, is it then tnufa also? V'lina, and is it then also lina regarding bakurim? And the Rishami speaks out that lina is the gay, even if you don't bring a carbon, is then lina also then bakurim. So man shama le dama tnufa, who's the man that holds that bakurim needs tnufa? Rabbi Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and still it says v'kama ta'an lina, and it says you need lina. So you see, there's lina even by something that's 1 day, not 7 days. So it can't be when we exclude Pesach Sheni, we exclude everything that's not 7 days. No, we're only excluding Pesach Sheni specifically. That's being a raya too. Now, how do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds tenufa by Bekurim and Tainut and Abraisa? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, it says in the pasuk, va'ata hine avesis reishis priya adam asher asat li Hashem v'yanachto yofnei Hashem lekecha. And the Gemara is going to bring a ride that this v'hanach does not mean to put it down, because you already said it in the pasuk v'hanichoy. V'hanach is u'tenufa. Taim is u'tenufa. That's tenufa. That's waving it back and forth. Or in ela hanach amamish. Maybe it means to put it down in front of the kohen and let the kohen eat it. Because you're aimer v'hanichoy. It says v'hanichoy re'hanach am. Or that means hanach putting it down. Hamani mekayim v'nachta. What does v'nachta mean? Zu tenufa. That means waving it. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds tenufa, and still he says lina. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that by Bikurim is lina, even though it's only one day. Pray to Gemara, but Dilmar loves me Yaakov. Maybe the town of this Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, loves me Yaakov. The town of the Brisa. But lokach ha-koyin atena miyadecha. It says the koyin takes the basket from the Baalim's hand. Limin ala bakurim shetunu tenufa. You see from bakurim that it needs tenufa. The real is v'yakev. My time real is v'yakev. What does he see from this possibly they need tenufa? What does he need waving? Because asya yad yad mishlom mixa gzereshava yad yad mishlom. Ksiv hachav lokach ha-koyin atena miyadecha. It says over here the koyin takes the basket from your hand viyadecha from your hand. Ksiv hashom yodav tevienna zisher Hashem. There says yodav tevienna zisher Hashem. It's talking about the yad of the Baalim. And there is talk about by tenufa, because it says in that pasuk lahanef oisam tenufa. It says yadav tivienas ishi Hashem zechev as alachaza yevienu as alachaza lahanef oisam tenufa l'fnei Hashem. There to a tenufa. So you see that there's a din tenufa, and we dash also makan koyin af lahalon koyin. Just like by Bikurim says look like a koyin, so by shlomim is also a koyin. Amal halon bialim, so by shlomim is a bialim. Yadav tivienas the bialim is the owner. Afkan bialim. Okay, it's that koyin minech yadav tachaz yabialim mainif. They're both mainif together. And Tosfos speaks out, and Rashi also really, that they don't hold it together, the hand under each other's hands, because then it's a chatzitza. They just hold two sides of the kelim, they hold them together. They both pick up the thing together and wave it together, and that's how you do the tenufa. And there's a whole Tosfos over here, bringing Ben Yerushalmi, that it wants to bring a raya that it does not mean that they put their hands under each other, because besides problem chatzitza, there will be a problem because a lot of times a lady comes with a carbon or a lady comes with a bakurim, whatever the case is, and it'll be a problem. It's gotten again by soita. By soita, a lady brings a carbon. There's a tenufa. If tenufa needed both hands together, they can't touch a woman. That's not nice to touch a woman. Therefore, Tosis handles their eye in this Tosis. It's very negaya for some important things. The bottom Tosis, but Al-Kaponim, we're not getting into it right now. Al-Kaponim, so this is, he sees tenufa. So Moses says, it's not a raya, that's Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe it was me, Yaakov holds, it's then tenufa also, because we're not yad yad mishlamim, and from shlamim we just learn out that it's the Baalim's hands and the Kohen's hands. So to Gemara, my have our law. What's the bottom line? Do you say Shechiyonu Shminat Saris or not? And the Rishas already is bothered, my have our law, we never had a machlekes about it. We just didn't have a raya, but Rabbi Yechron, no one argued Rabbi Yechron. So the Mishash has a pshat that if the Brisa is a raya one way, the man is a raya not like Rabbi Yechon or Baal Kaponim. What's the halacha? They can make a Shech Yonu by Shmini Atzeres or not? Rav Nachman Oma Oimrim Zma Meshmini Shechag. You do say Shech Yonu and Shmini Atzeres. Rav Shech Yonu Ein Oimrim Zma Meshmini Shechag. You don't make a Shech Yonu and Shmini Atzeres. So what's the halacha l'maisa? V'hilchaso Oimrim Zma Meshmini Shechag. You do say Shech Yonu and Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Kavah say to Rav Nachman, bring a right to Rav Nachman that you say Shech Yonah Shmini Atzeres, because it says Shmini Regel Fnei Atzmai. Yontav Shmini Atzeres is own Yontav. L'inyin Pizar Keshav. That's the simon of the things that are special Shmini Atzeres, Pizar Keshav. The Hasidim already darshan these words that the tefillahs that all year are spread out, Hashem listens to Pizar, the one that's spread out Keshav, Hashem listens to, that's Shmini Atzeres, big Yontav for davening. Agaponim, Pizar Keshav is the abbreviation for Pious Fnei Atzmai. There's his own pious, even though the whole week with the Pari Achag are brought, it goes in the order of the Mishmaris, but the Kabbalahs of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres gets his own raffle. Zman Fnei Atzmai, which means Shech Yonu, it's a raya to Rav Nachman. Regel Fnei Atzmai, it's own din Yom Tov, Rashi learns, means they don't sit in the Sukkah. Carbon Fnei Atzmai, it's own carbon, it's not the same Pari Achag that go down, it's not six par, it's one par. Shir of Ne'atzmai, it's his own Shir Shal Yoim. And Brach of Ne'atzmai means, you say Yoim HaShmini Atzeres Chagazeh, or Rashi has another pshat, that means they give a bracha to the Melech. Tosfos says, there's a little different pshat than what the abbreviations are. But upon we see from here, Zman of Ne'atzmai, that is Din Shech Yonu, it's a raya to Rav Nachman.